to pay. So therefore, it's good with Meya. There's a difference between Achrayis Nechasim and non-Achrayis Nechasim. But now the Gemara asks the question, if so, if we're afraid for this thing, that when you have an Achrayis Nechasim, maybe it's the wrong time, the wrong date. So Gemara asks Kasha then, Kol Shtar with Yosla Kamon Nechesh Lo Hachi. Every single shtar that comes in front of Bezin, also we should be afraid of such a thing. That even though it says that the loan took place in Nisan, let's be afraid that the loan really first took place in Tishrei. And the Nechasim in between is not Meshubit. So Gemara says, no. Kol Shtari Laria. Every shtar when it comes to Bezdin, it comes that the Malv himself has the shtar and shows up in Bezdin. So there's no rain, so there's nothing bad. Nothing bad happens to that shtar. So then we're not afraid to say it was written the wrong date. But Hani Reya, but over here that the shtar was lost. Since the shtar was lost, that shows us that something may be wrong with the shtar. Like Rashi says, because in the Dim Hoya Kosha, if the shtar would have been 100% okay, such a shtar you watch carefully. Since this shtar was not watched so carefully, that's why he lost it. Here we have to be afraid maybe something was wrong. So here we have to be afraid, Rabbi May holds, that if there's an achrayis nechasim written in the shtar, we have to be afraid that the shtar was written beforehand in Nisan and the money was first given over in Tishrei. So we have to be afraid then that the malva may come and take away the lekucha, the property that was sold before Tishrei, shalei kedin. That's why Rav Meir says we don't return such a shtar. Mirat Akasha, Eloha Ditznan, that's the belonging of the Gemara Baba Basra, that kois vin shtar loive. That there's such a locha that the Bezdin or the Sefer has the right to write up a shtar to the Leiva, even though the Malva is not there. In other words, the Leiva says, listen, I want to borrow $1,000 from Shimon, and I know he's not going to lend me the money unless I have a shtar. So the Sefer of Bezdin has the right to write up a shtar right now for Leiva. Right now, Reuven should have the shtar on hand. In other words, that later, tomorrow, whenever he goes to Shimon, to the Malva, to say, I want to borrow $1,000 from you. So the Malva will say, okay, let's write up a shtar. The Leiva says, here, I have the shtar written up. So the Bezdin, the Sefer, has the right to write a shtar, give it over to the Leiva, even though the Malva is not there. So the question is, Heichi Kasminim, how do we let them write up such a shtar like that? Nechesh, why aren't we afraid? Shema kosev lil vois benisim. Like the Leiva says, write up a shtar right now today in Nisan, because I want to go and borrow money from Shimon. But maybe v'lo lova Tishrei. But maybe l'maisa Shimon will first give him the money in Tishrei. And now they're going to use the shtar that was written in it, that they borrowed the money in Nisan. If so, v'yosu l'mitra l'kucha shalei kedin. It's going to come out, he's going to go and collect l'kuchos shalei kedin. It's going to come out now that the Malva has the right with this shtar to collect l'kuchos, the property that the Leiva sold all the way back from Nisan, even though really the loan first took place in Tishrei. So it's a kasha. If we're afraid for such a chsarim, then how over there is it good? So my answer is, Amar Rabasi, I'll tell you, that mission over there is talking about the shtori hakno. That's talking about a special case, the shtar hakno. Rashi says, Shemakna loy nechosim mehayoyim. Ben yilva, ben la yilva, yikva mehem liyoses man mehayoyim. Over there, the Mishnah there is talking about in Bovasra, when the Leiva right now made a special rug in the shtar, shtar hakno, that I'm being makna right now my karka to that choyv. In other words, even though I don't borrow the money right now, I'll first borrow the money later on, but right now from this man when I'm writing up the shtar, I'm being makna all my kakois to make a shibut for that loan. So even though the loan first takes place later, in this case, the malva has the right to collect lekuchas from the property all the way back from the time the shtar was written. That's called shtari hakno. So a shibud nafshe, because the leiva right now is being mishabed all this property to this choyv, even though it didn't take place yet. But since the loan will take place later, he's mishabed himself right now. So that's why it's good over there. So here's the question, Yehoch Yisrael, Mas Nisim Niktoni, our Mishnah here that says, Im Yesh Be'machrayis Nechostim, Lo Yachzor, our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Meir, that if somebody finds a shtar that has Nachrayis inside it, you're not supposed to return it. The Yekidna, and we said the Pshat, our Mishnah is talking about, even in the case, Kishachayiv Moida, we're talking about that the labor admits that he had the shtar written up, that the Leiva really borrowed the money. Or Mishum, and what are we afraid about? Why do we say Pshat before in Rabbi Meir? Why are you not supposed to return such a shtar? If the Leiva admits that the shtar was written up, Kedin, he really borrowed the money, why can't you return it? Or Mishum Shema, cause the little voice beneath him, Lelovat Tishrei, because we said that maybe the loan really first took place in Tishrei. And in the shtar, it was written that he borrowed the money in Nisan, 6 months before. And therefore, we're afraid the Osi Lemitraf Lekuchas Leikadin. We're afraid that will come and collect the Malva, will collect from the Lekuchas, from the people that bought property off the Leiva this last 6 months. since in the shtar was written that the loan took place in Nisan. See, if it took place in Nisan, there's a shibut chal right then. So any property that was sold from the leiva, the malva has the right to collect. So that's what we're afraid about, that maybe Shaloi Kedin, because really the loan first took place in Tishrei. The question is, Amai, why are we afraid about that? Amai la yaster, why shouldn't we return it? Nevsei, let's take a look at the shtar. If in the shtar it's written beferish that the leiva was makne, all his kakois, for the shibud of this loan, or shibud le'nafshe, then the leiva did it, he was meshabed himself. So I don't care if the loan first took place 6 months later. Even if the loan really took place 6 months later, but meshabed le'nafshe, the malva or the leiva already was mechayiv himself, gave a shibud, gave that kinyan in his kakois for this loan, so then it should be okay. And ibishtar de loy hakno, Elamai, you want to say we're talking about the case here is that in this shtar it was not written in shtar hakano, and so then lechel amechesh, then we shouldn't be afraid that maybe the shtar was written up before the loan really took place. To Armit, because then you say kinecha malva badei lechazrinam, that you're telling me now that when the malva is not there in front of the life, in other words, if they're not really lending the money, we don't write up a shtar. You're answering me that the only time we write up a shtar to the leiva before the loan really takes place is only if the leiva himself is meshabed himself. But if the leiva himself is not meshabed himself, he doesn't write a shtar akenor, then Bezno the Sofer has no right to write up a shtar before the loan takes place. So then in our Mishnah, what are we afraid about? Even though it's nachrai is written in the shtar, if it's a shtar hakenor, then he's allowed to return it because it was shibud was chal before. And if it wasn't written in the shtar hakenor, then for sure the shtar was only written up at the time the loan really took place, when the malva was there. So again, what are we afraid about? Why don't we return such a shtar? Tumor says, Omalei Rav Hasi, Rav Hasi answered back, Af agav the story, bilav hakenor, even though true, that's the halacha. That's the way the sefer or bezin is supposed to act. That a sefer or bezin does not write up a shtar to the leiva if the malva is not there, unless they make a shtar hakno. If the leiva does not want to be maknolus property right now, then the sefer is not supposed to write up the shtar. That's what they're supposed to do. But in the case of our Mishnah, but Masnisin, Kivun the Nofal, and now Mishnah, we're talking about that the shtar fell. We're talking about now that the malva lost his shtar. It fell. Like we said before, there's a reisa. Something bad happened here. If so, Israeli, like something bad happened to the shtar, like Rashi said before, that leads us on to believe that something's wrong with the shtar. Because if the shtar would have been 100%, you don't lose it. Says so, v'chashin and dilm ikri v'kosev. Then Rabbi Meir holds in our Mishnah, we're afraid that maybe here the leiva got himself a sefer that did write up the shtar. Even though the leiva was not makne the shibud right now, still the sefer wasn't makne upon this halacha, and the sefer had the shtar written up. So in such a case, we're afraid that since there's nachrayas nechosim in the shtar, and really the loan we're afraid took place 6 months later, then the malva will collect the mishubadim shleikedin. Therefore, in this case, we're afraid to return the shtar. That's Pshana Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. This is one shot. Now the Gemara says, Abaye Ramar, Abaye says another parents. Abaye says the Yisoid, Abaye Ramar, Eidov, Bechasumov, Zochim Loi. So Eidim, when they sign in the shtar, the signature in the shtar alone is Zochim, makes the Shibut Chal automatically. Even without a shtar hakno. Whenever the Eidim sign in the shtar, the signature of the Eidim, they make the Shibut Chal. The Afilu Shtore Delav Hakno. Even in a case where the leiva does not speak out the Feirish, that he wants to right now give a shibud in his karka, even if he doesn't speak it out, still, the signatures of the Eidim have this power. The Rashi says, that you have a right to write up a shtar for the leiva, even though the malva is not there. In other words, even though the loan does not take place, still, the leiva has a right to have a shtar written up. And even if you want to go and collect Mishabodim for right now, today's date, and he didn't borrow the money yet, until Tishrei, still he's doing the Chedin. So Rashi says, why? Because Abayi holds the Eidav Bechasum Zochonloi. That means, Miyoyim Shechosmuhu, the day the Eidim sign in the Shtar, Zochonloi HaShibud. Right away, the Shibud, the right for the Malva to collect this property is Chal right now, takes place right now. The Afilu Loi Hilva HaMoyi Sat Tishrei. Even though the actual loan first takes place 6 months later, still it's okay. That's Abayi's Chiddush. That even without a shtar hakno, it's an automatic thing that whenever the Eidim sign such a shtar, the Eidim have a right to make the shibud.
And the Gemara says, what does Abai say this for? Rishon the Kashalev, because Abai had a question. Kivin the Yarmut. Because not like, because Abai said the way you want to learn Pshat, Kivin the Yarmut. The story the Lav HaKano. Because the way you were learning Pshat before, that if the Shtar does not have a HaKano written inside it, then Kilaisi Lamal Vavadei Leikasvinon. That according to you, that the din of Bezdin is on the cipher, that they're not supposed to write a Shtar for the Leiva. Unless the Leiva says clearly he's going to be mapping the Shibit right now. If so, Lekal Lamechish Dikri Vekosif. So by all, if so, we should not be afraid of our Mishnah that maybe the cipher did it. But if the law can read that you're not supposed to, so for sure a cipher wouldn't have done it. That's why by law is trying our Mishnah. But even though the Shtar and our Mishnah does not have a Haknor written inside it, so then what should we be afraid about? Somebody says, yes, don't worry, afraid, because Abai holds you don't need a Shtar HaKnor. Even though it's not written inside the Shtar, still we have to be afraid that if the Shtar was written up earlier than the loan took place, and the Eidim signed inside the Shtar, says so, the Shibud is Chal right then, the time the Eidim signed inside it. And we'll soon see, soon the Gemara says, the Kasha and Abai, it's all Gufa Kasha. If so, according to you, Abai, it's Gufa Kasha, why don't we return the Shtar? Like, what are we afraid about? If we're talking about now that the Leiva admits to the Shtar, so what are you afraid about? The name of the Shtar was written earlier. But you are by say, even without a Shtar HaKonor, whenever the Eidim sign on the Shtar, right away the Shibud is Chal from then. This the Gemara is going to ask something according to Abai. Like, when is Abai really making it better? Or this was some thing. Now the Gemara asks another question to Abai. The Gemara asks now, according to you, Abai, Elho v'tinan. That will be learned in Gemara later. Gemara in Gittin, Mod so Gittin Oshim. If somebody finds in the street a Get Isha, or else v'shechru re'avodim. Somebody finds a Shtar that somebody freed his Evet. Or else Daitiki, you find a will in the street. Rashid Tavor Shimra, a person that's dying, he writes his will. Or else Matona, you find a present, a Shtar Matona. Rashid, that means a healthy person. Vishoven, or else you find a receipt that the Shtar was paid up already. So look, if you find these things in the street, it says, Hareza Layachzer. You're not supposed to return them. You don't return to the Ish, you don't return to the husband. Why? Because Shemak Suvim Hoyu, Venimla Chalayim Shalitnam. Because maybe the people wrote up the Shtar, maybe the husband wrote the Shtar to give his wife, but he never gave it. Maybe the Shtar Matana, he had enough to give somebody a present, he wrote up the Shtar, but the Maisa never gave over the present. So therefore, you're not supposed to return the Shtar to the person. That's what we're afraid about. Maybe it was written, but the person never gave it over. So where's the question, according to you, Abaya, the Chinim L'Chaleim, even if the person decided now not to give the present, he did not give over the Shtar, but my Heve, so what? Well, you say, Abaya, Eidim v'chasum mezochem loy. So whenever Eidim sign on the Shtar, right then, as soon as they sign, right away the Shtar takes place, the Shibud is Chal right then. So by a Matono or by a Shever, as soon as the Eidim sign on the Shtar, right away it should be Chal. And if I'm by a Get and a Shechem sign, you can't say this. Because either the Lochot has to be in the scene, you have to give it over to the hand of the Isha, or to the Evan. But Kofon of the Kash Rizdo by a Matono, when the Eidim signed the Mishtar, according to Abaya, Eidim b'chasum mzochem loy, so this at the signature, it's chal the Shibud already. So how could you retract later? So Mara says, no, even according to Abaya, I tell you, Hani mili heicha dekol motel yodei. When do I say the Shtar is a good Shtar, even though it was written way before it really took place? That's only if eventually the Shtar is given over. Like by Shtar Milva, if eventually the Malva lends the money, and the Malva receives the Shtar. Or by Shtar Matona, if eventually he gives over the Shtar to the Mekabel Matona. So even though it was written way before, the Eidim have a power to make this Chus start from before. But that's only if the Shtar eventually ends up in his hands. Avul Heicha D'Loi Motel Yodei, but over here, where the Shtar Matona was lost. And we're afraid that maybe the person never gave over the Shtar to the person yet. Then Loi Amrinan, then we do not say Eidim B'Chusum Zochem Loi. So if in such a case where the Shtar was lost, we have to be afraid maybe the Shtar never reached his hand, and therefore we did not return it. Rashi says, Hani mi leheche de motle Shtar liyodei, v'afilu liyach hazman, zoch leichoy somu leligbos mizman hakosav boi. But only if it gets to him. If it doesn't get to him, then we don't say this. So Gemara asks the question, if so, Ela masnitsa now Mishnah, tiktoni that it says, Motzei Shtar lichoyiv, if somebody finds a Shtar choyiv, his check, Im yesh b'machrayis nechosim, if it says in the Shtar that the Malva has the right to collect from the lekuchos, from the property that was sold already, lo yachzu, you don't return it. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. The yakimna, and we said what's pshat now, Mishnah, kishachayiv moide, we're talking about that the chayiv is moide, kishachayiv moide, we're talking about that the leiver admits that he borrowed the money, And what's the chash? So why don't we return it to the Malvam? Well, Mishum, because we're afraid. Shem, because of Lilbeis Benisin.
Because maybe the shtar was written up way before the actual loan took place. Therefore, you'll collect from Mishabadim Shleikadin.
It's a question, what are we afraid of that over here?
So, Vishleim the Rabasi, the other Vishtari Aknaiso, Vishleim the Teres, we said before, according to Rabasi, that the only time Ishtar written up early is really good, only if the Leivis says the Favish writes in the Ishtar, Ishtar Aknaiso. He writes clearly that he wants to be Maknu right now, the Nechosim. So then we said, Muki Lo, Vishtori the Loya Aknaiso. Then we said, Shana Mishnir is, what's wrong about that in the Ishtar there's no Ishtar Aknaiso. It wasn't written inside it that the Leivis said the Favish shall be Maknu my Nechosim to you. Therefore, we're afraid that maybe even so, the Sefer made a mistake here and wrote the Shtar earlier. So therefore, we can't return the Shtar because the Marvel will collect from Mishabodim Shleikadin. That's very good. But Ukadamar, like we said before, Eluli Abaya, according to Abaya, the Yoma that Abaya says, Eidav Bechasim Zochen Loy Abaya says, no, even though there's no Shtar or Kenaisa, it's not written the Ferish in the Shtar. You want to be Makhil or Yunachasim right now, even though it's a regular Shtar, still, Abaya says whenever the Eidim sign in it, even before the actual loan takes place, still the Shibud is Chal right now. If so, what are we afraid about? Why don't we return the Shtar and the Mishnah? Since the Loiv is admitting that this was a good Shtar, even though it has a Shtar Achrayis, even though it's written Achrayis Nechosim in it, what should we be afraid about? Even if the Shtar was written earlier, then the actual loan took place, but so what? Abaye holds Eidot, Bechasim and Zochim Loiv. So our answer is, Omolach Abaye, Abaye says back, I tell you, Omolach Abaye, Masnis and Haimotayma. You know why our mission holds the Koran for Rabbi Meir. You did not return the Shtar that has Achrayis Nechosim on it, Techashin Lepiroin Lekanunya. That were afraid, Lamaisa, maybe the Shtar was already paid up already. Maybe the Leiva already paid up the money. If so, if the Leiva paid up already, why is the Leiva now admitting that the Shtar is a good Shtar? Like, why is the Leiva lying and saying, I didn't pay up yet? Because we're afraid of the Kanunya. Kanunya means maybe they're making a game, they're making a trick between the two of them. Like, maybe the Malv and the Leiva make up between the two of them. Listen, true, I paid you up the money already. True, the Shtar is no good. But I'll lie for you, the Leiva says, and I'll tell Bezdin that I didn't pay up yet. And I have no money right now. Do you know what Bezdin will do for you, the Malva? Bezdin will say, well, this time you have a right to take away from the Lekuchas. So you go collect the field that I sold to somebody else, and you'll be able to collect it. And now the Leiva and the Malva will share that field in half. That's called for Kanunya. We're afraid that maybe the Malva and the Leiva will make a type of a trick here to get back the Lekuchas, the profit that the Leiva sold already. That's what we're afraid about. So therefore, the Mishnah says, according to Rebbe Meir, we do not return such a shtar. That's called the Chashin Leperoyin Ulekanunya. Like Rashi says, Leperoyin Ulekanunya, Shema Pora. Maybe really the shtar was paid up already. Or Min HaLoiva Noch Lefof in the Loiva. I Vahodah Komoidi, Leiparati. Why did the Loiva say I didn't pay up yet? Eitzi B'Neim, they made this up between the two of them. Shara Mois, trickery here. Litrekas Lekuchai Shalokum Menu. To take away the property that was bought from the Leiva. Karkash Leibach Reis, Yechok of the name, and I was divided between the two of them. So that's probably according to Baya, that's why we did not return the Shtar in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, though, but Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, the Yoma that he holds, Loichashin Leproin Lukanunyo, like we'll see the Sugi later on the next blot, that Shmuel holds, we're not afraid for such a chash, that maybe really the Leiva paid off the money. And he's only making a trick right now to say he didn't pay up together with Lekuchos. If we're not afraid like that, Ma'ik Lameima. So how would Shmuel learn Shana Mishnah then? Why does Rabbi Meir say, Lo Yachzer? So how Nicho be very good, Isov Lekrabasi? If Shmuel learns Lekrabasi, that a regular Shtar, you cannot monain from Mishabodim before the loan took place. Only when you make a Shtar HaKano. If so, but the Yom of Ishtar HaKanoa, that it's only good if you write in the Shtar Beferish Ishtar HaKanoa, says, so I'll tell you, Mukhi Matnissim Ishtar Adlav HaKanoa, he could say, Mishnah's talking about a case of Ishtar that's not HaKanoa. That's the way you can learn Shana Mishnah. So then Shmuel will come out good. But early, so the Kabaya, but if Shmuel is going to hold like Abaya's Pshat, then no, you don't need Ishtar HaKanoa. Stam is a new sword, Adolf. Bechasim Mzochen Loi, the Yom that Abaya holds. Maybe Shmuel also holds like this, that Adolf. Bechasumav zochin loy, as soon as the Yedim son of the Shtar, that alone gives us chus, is so ma'ik le'meimah. Like, why then in our Mishnah would we be afraid? Why don't we return the Shtar? if the laborer is admitting that he didn't pay up yet, and Shmuel says we're not afraid that he's lying. If he says he paid up, he didn't pay up. So, why don't we return the shtar? There's nothing to be afraid about. He has the right to collect from the Shabbatim from the day it was written, because Eidav Chasum Zachaloi. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Shmuel Mukil Masnisin Kishain Chayiv Moida. Enechnami. Maybe no Shmuel can still agree to the svar of Eidav Chasum Zachaloi. If so, why don't we return the shtar in the Mishnah? Because he learns from the Mishnah is Kishain Chayiv Moida. We're talking about now the Leiva does not admit that for the shtar. He says the shtar never took place. He said, I'll never borrow the money in the first place. So that's why we don't return it. Makashi, okay, if so, that's the pshat. And the question was before, that if the leiva denies the shtar, so what about Kiev? There's no achrayis nechasim written in the shtar. How could you return it though? He'll still collect money. Nihi the legavi mishavdi. True, you can't collect from Mishabodim, but Mibnei Chori Magvigovi, but from Bnei Chori, from free property, from the property the Leiv himself has, the Mav will be able to collect. Says, so this was a lost star here. So why do we return the star to the Malva? The Leiv is saying that the star never took place, I never borrowed the money. So we should be achshash, maybe it's not true what the Leiv is saying. So what does the Mishnah say then? We return the star to the Malva. So we're into, I'll tell you, Shmuel Taimei. Shmuel goes according to his time. The Yomar Shmuel says that Oy Mahoyi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say that Shtar Choyv Shein Boyachrais Nechosin. If you have a Shtar Choyv, you borrowed money, and in the Shtar there's no Achrais written inside it, it's a Shtar without Achrais inside it. You know what the Locher is? Ein Goyve Loimim Shabdi Loimim Nechori. You don't collect from either. It's not a good Shtar at all. You can't even collect from the Nechori either. That's Shmuel's Svar. But we'll see later on, he holds that's not a good shtar. Why is like a move about here? A shtar was only a good shtar if inside the shtar, and according to Shmuel, a chelik of the din of a shtar is, it has to be written inside it in the shibu nechosim. If there's no shibu nechosim, we don't have a right to collect from Mishabodim, that doesn't have the mile of a shtar, we're only like a move about here. So therefore, you can't collect from the shtar anyway. So therefore, we return it. That's where Shmuel has found our Mishnah. If there's a shibu nechosim over here, we don't return it because the laver is not admitting to it. But if there's no shibur in the shtar, then the shtar is no good anyway, therefore we return the shtar. So Mary asked the question, since Shmuel say now you don't collect, you can't use such a shtar that doesn't have a shibur written inside it, so am I after? For what purpose do we return such a shtar? He can't use it anyway. Why should we return such a shtar? So Mary says, I'll tell you, Amar Rabbi Nosson Bar Oshia, lots of Suichusoi Shomalva. So that the Malva should be able to hold on to this piece of paper. Let him use it for a bottle cap if he wants, so to close the bottle with. That's the purpose of this piece of paper. But Enechnami, the Malva can't use it to collect with it, because the shtar that doesn't have a shibu nechosim written inside is not called a good shtar. But I'll call upon him, the Malva has the right to keep it just for a bottle cap. So the question is, so, how do you know which one to return it to? Why are you telling me you're turning it to the Malva for? Why don't you return it to the Leiva? All right, turn over. Yes, the Gemara, the question again was, since you can't collect with this shtar anyway, for what purpose do we return it? So Rabbi Nosson Bar Oshia, lots of rapitz lechusav shamalva. That was time, let the malva hold on to the shtar, hold on to the piece of paper. Let him use it just time to cover his bottle cap with it. And if not, Mitaf can't collect with it, but lots of piece lechusav shamalva. If so, why do we return it to the Malva for? Why don't we return it to the Leiva? Let the Leiva use it.